American Legion Post 3 remembered the fallen men and women who sacrificed their lives and died in the name of freedom yesterday evening. Veterans, Legion members, and their families gathered at the Legion Post off of Water Street to walk and ride in a Memorial Day procession at 7 p.m., ending at the courthouse lawn. The community gathered around to pledge allegiance, pray, and observe the placing of the wreaths. "I am here today to honor all those who served, and didn't come home," American Legion Women's Auxiliary President Bon Taylor said, prior to the memorial service. "Today is not a celebration like a lot of people think it is. It is a day of remembrance. Currently, I have two grandkids serving in the Army. My son served as well." With great honor, American Legion Post Commander Roger Merchberger introduced the ceremony's speaker, retired United States Coast Guard, USCG, Commander Master Chief Robert Lynn. "I have the distinct honor to introduce a man of service, dedication, and commitment. A man I personally hold in high esteem, whose life and lineage exemplify the spirit of our nation. Our next speaker is not just a decorated veteran, but also a dedicated husband, a proud father and a valued member of our local community, here, in Sault Ste. Marie. His family's military history dates back to 1777, to the War for Independence. His ancestor Johann C. Fasnacht was a Hessian soldier, initially contracted to fight on behalf of Britain. However, inspired by the indomitable spirit of the colonists, he switched sides to stand for the cause of freedom, a testament to the enduring spirit of liberty that runs through Robert's family. From being the great-grandson of a World War II veteran to the grandson of a Korean War veteran, the son of a Vietnam War Marine, and finally serving himself in the United States Coast Guard, retiring as Commander Master Chief, Robert's legacy is steeped in service and sacrifice. Lynn took the microphone to address everyone in attendance. His speech went as followed. "The fact is that it doesn't really matter who I am. I am a straw man, a placeholder, a channel for the thoughts, prayers, and feelings of this grateful nation. Today, as we stand here on the lawn of the courthouse, we are gathered, not just as individuals, but as a community united under the banner of freedom and remembrance. We are here on this day to pay our respects to the brave souls who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Their courage, commitment, and selfless devotion to duty remind us of the price of our freedom. These brave men and women, the veterans we honor today, were not just soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and others. They were our family members, our neighbors, our friends. Each one of them had hopes, dreams, and visions for the future for their families, their communities, and this great nation. They laid down their lives so that these dreams could live on. As we remember their sacrifice today, let us also remember their hopes. Let us remember the dreams they had for a better world, a world of peace, justice, and freedom. Let us remember that they did not just fight for our nation, they fought for the ideals that our nation stands for. It is those ideals that we are tasked with upholding today. Every one of us here, today, is a custodian of their legacy. It is up to us to ensure that their sacrifice was not in vain. As we live our lives, let us strive to embody the values they fought for. Let us strive for liberty, justice, and equality. Let us remember that it is our duty to safeguard our freedoms that they fought to defend. As we go forward from today, let us not just remember them, but let us take action in their honor. Let us carry forward their hopes and dreams. Let us work to build a better future for our families, our communities, and our nation in honor of their sacrifice. For in doing so, we not only honor their memory, but we also ensure that their sacrifice continues to have meaning. On this Memorial Day, let us remember our fallen heroes, but let us also remember our responsibilities as citizens privileged to live on under the banner of freedom they gave their lives for. May we live lives that honor their memory, embody the values and they held dear, and fulfill the hopes and dreams they had for us, and for our great nation. God, richly bless you, thank you. The Memorial Day service ended with a prayer by Chaplain Carl Eagle, who served the U.S. Army, 3rd Division, 70 years ago in the Korean War. 4-H Articulate journalist Jade Hu and Sioux Area Middle School student Caitlin Vore took photos and conducted interviews. Each was enlightened and touched by the Veterans Memorial Service organized by American Legion Post 3.